Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. In small towns, it seems that they're safe. But from experience growing up in a town of 900 people myself, small towns are just as dangerous as anywhere else. Whether it be urban legends, tales of monsters, true crime, or other nefarious things, small towns are no stranger to mischievous things. As always, these stories were sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. Now, let's get into these creepy stories that'll freak you out tonight. My story took place in 2007 in Haley, Idaho. I was there with a girl I had been with for several years. We were there in a motel just in town for a long summer weekend. Now, I was born and raised in Chicago, but I am an avid outdoorsman and hunter. I have lived in Utah since 1990. We were walking one night at sunset along a bike trail between these two small towns in Idaho. There was a wide area where the snow plows would dump their snow in the winter, so it was a very wide area of this particular trail. I had a black and tan bloodhound, and she had several beagles. It was near sunset, just when you can still make out shadows, but was getting kind of hard to see. It was then, as we walked and chatted, I heard that ungodly scream. I said, "What the heck was that?" It was then I looked toward the sound, and I could make out something stalking us as we walked along the trail. I realized it was a mountain lion, and he was about 150 yards to our right. As I saw him and realized what was about to go down, that's when the bloodhound just broke into all hell. He was baying and barking and pulling with all he had against the leash. I swore it was going to snap at any minute. The beagles were fixated on it as well. The big cat just walked along next to us, and there was no doubt the feeling that came over me. I was being stalked. Well, we stood there and watched for the longest time. Several full minutes for sure. The cat finally went into the brush, then I watched as my dog's eyes followed him. It went down a creek bed and up the other side. Then it climbed up the side of the mountain until it was in the setting sun. His golden fur lit up as if it was on a spotlight. I found a ledge and sat down about 300 yards across from where we had seen it. I looked at my girlfriend and told her, "That cat's not afraid of these dogs, and there is nothing that can save us if it wants to attack us." I told her we should get back to the truck where I had left my pistol. It was a good hike, probably about a half a mile. We made it to the truck and never saw the cat again. But I can truly say this, that one of the only times I ever truly felt like I was being stalked. It was a creepy feeling. I hope you can enjoy this story, and I assure you it is a true story, even though it may not be the scariest one you've ever read. But thank you for sharing it if you do. In January of this year, I went out to my friend's house to stay the night during the New Year's break. It was a clear day and a clear night, so we walked down the train tracks. He has huge property in the middle of two small towns in central Pennsylvania. We walked through the woods down to the train tracks and watched as the trains went by. One eventually stopped in front of us for what we assumed to be a crew switch. We got on the train, and we were goofing off when we heard high squeals off to our left. I should mention that there are three tracks. We were on the outer one, farthest away from where we walked down from his house. The train stretched pretty far both ways, and we decided to stay on the train a little bit longer to wait out what we thought was a fox or a wolf. The thing is, I heard that noise before when I was young. I don't remember how much, but I know nothing good comes of it. I informed him of the Skinwalker legend, but I didn't know everything about them. Well, after 2 minutes of hearing this noise continuing, a second train goes by. At this point it's about 1 a.m. at night, and it was a rush to be on the stop train and witness a second one go by. Well, after that one was gone, the noises we heard were now on the other side of the tracks. We both stared coldly in the direction before saying it definitely wasn't a wolf or a fox. We waited 20 minutes and finally the noises stopped. It was still clear, and there wasn't any snow on the ground, so we decided to head back to the house while we could. On the walk back up the mountain, we heard the noise once again, way ahead of us though. I looked up and saw something move, so I shined my light up at it. It was just an owl. We continued, and it just started snowing. It was out of nowhere when this smell of pure, putrid air hit our noses. We moved quickly out of the woods and walked into a cornfield. His house was located on the other side of this cornfield. He was picking on me for being a little scared, but the only thing I knew at the time was that this smell was terrifying, and I had read about skinwalkers and their smell. So, I was even more scared. We looked into it, and apparently, owls and snow are a sign of evil. We laughed and texted our friends before deciding to settle down for the night. My friend walked into his room while I slipped into the downstairs living room, both on the same floor. 3 minutes of being alone, his motion light downstairs turns on, then off and then on again. Suddenly, there was a rapid tapping on the window. The light comes on and it stops. Then it's off and then there's more tapping again. This happened one more time before I yelled out, "Stop messing with me and go to bed." He walks out of the hall in his boxers telling me to shut up and calling me a pussy. I told him about what just happened, and he went cold and said, "Fine, I'll sleep out here since you're so scared." I knew low-key he was scared too. I don't believe in skinwalkers, but coming from Georgia and then moving to Pennsylvania, I've heard stories, and I remain cautious. But that night really changed me, even changed my friend. We haven't really been back to the train track since. But I hope you enjoyed my story. This happened in Eastern Europe, Lithuania to be exact, sometime around 2016. It was sometime in August, at the time when it's still summer, but you can feel the autumn coming, since the days are warm but the nights are getting cold, and it's getting dark earlier. I was staying with my boyfriend at his parents' cottage. They usually live in a city but have a cottage in the countryside for the summer. We went for a swim in a nearby lake in the evening, and were heading back to the cottage. The walk was about 15 minutes. At first, we had to walk by the main road, which was mostly surrounded by empty fields and a few houses quite a distance away. And then, we had to turn into one of the side streets lined by houses from both sides, and then to a small dirt road leading to a cottage. It was that time of evening when the sun is about to set and it's not dark yet, but the light is kind of grayish. The temperature is dropping, and the road leading to the cottage was dark. We were walking alone and it was silent except for an occasional distant sound of a car from a highway, or maybe an owl, or at least I think it was an owl. It was making a hoo-hoo type sound. I looked before, trying to find what it was, but never saw anything. But when I looked behind me, for whatever reason, I saw a big dog far away on the side of the road. I am very wary of dogs after an accident with my grandma's dog when I was a kid, so I asked my boyfriend to move quickly, so we hurried up to turn into the side street. After walking some distance down the street, I looked behind and that dog was still behind us, standing at the turn. It looked like a wolf dog, black or dark gray, hard to tell in the light. It was huge, but, like, unnaturally huge. I mean, I've seen dogs like really big before, but this was way overboard. At this point, I am freaking out. Partly because I'm afraid to be attacked by some stray dog. Partly because I'm a fan of paranormal stuff, so I've heard about large dog-like cryptids. The whole atmosphere with dim light and spooky owl sounds was very unsettling as well. I turned around and hurry further, and then I hear the low growl that sounds like it's just behind us. I stop, and so does my boyfriend. I think, oh crap, this dog's about to attack us. We slowly turn around, and the dog is still at the same turn where it was, maybe 30 meters or so from us. There's no way that growl came from that distance. It was way closer. My boyfriend shrugs it off and starts walking again. I follow him nervously, looking behind my shoulder every few steps. The dog is still standing in the same spot as we almost reach the turn for the cottage. I look back, and the dog is suddenly nowhere to be seen. It just vanished in those 30 seconds. My boyfriend paid no attention to this deal, but I was very creeped out for a few days. I know it's not the most spooky story out there, and it could have been just a regular dog who was just jumping fences or something. But that growl, could it be a trick of the sound? Was there maybe something else there? As I said, the whole thing was just creepy, and I don't know how to explain it. The empty road, the grayish light, no sound except for the creepy owl call and that weird growl. It just felt menacing, and to add to it, the cottage is bordering a tiny creek and small woods on the other side of that creek. I woke up several times that night, always thinking I saw a huge dog in the distance from the window. I rubbed my eyes and looked again, but it would always disappear. So I would think my mind was just playing tricks on me. Or, could that weird dog be following us? Is this something supernatural, or am I just paranoid? Are we being stalked by a wolf, a dog, or maybe something else? I'd love to know in the comments. My name's Eric, and I am from a little town in Texas called Uvalde. Well, about 15 minutes from it anyway. I live on a small ranch. This happened sometime in 2018. It was about the first month of summer, if I remember correctly, probably late May or early June. That day I was walking around my ranch, about 6 or 7 in the afternoon, collecting my game cameras with my dog accompanying me. She's a small blue heeler. As I was making my way through the brush to the final game camera, I quickly noticed my dog wasn't next to me. She was a few paces behind, frozen in her tracks, just looking straight into the brush, growling quietly at whatever was there. But I couldn't see a single thing, and that's really not like her. I raised her since she was a puppy, and I have never heard her growl at anything before without reason. This went on for about 5 minutes straight, and I couldn't see a single thing in the brush. Just small trees and birds singing. Maybe a rabbit would run every once in a while, but that's stuff that's always there. I thought about it, but I thought it was nothing after a while, and I kept heading home. I fell asleep at around 9 or 10 at night. I would always sleep with my head to the window since I didn't have an AC at the time, and it was pretty hot that night. Anyways, it must have been about 3 or 4 in the morning when I felt something breathing on me. For, you know, a lack of a word. Maybe it was even sniffing me. At first, I thought it was my dog because she sleeps inside with me, but I noticed the smell of wet, dirty dog. But I mean, really dirty thick. As I lift my head, I see my dog snoring away in the corner of my bed, but I can still smell that putrid stench of dirty dog. I look out my window, which is literally right in front of my face. Note, I live in a trailer house, and my window is about 6, maybe even 7 feet off the ground. I myself am 6 foot even, and I need to jump up to be able to look into my room. As I look out the window, I see the head of a dog, a German Shepherd to be exact, but this head was massive, like if you got 2 basketballs and put them together. The first thing I noticed were the ears and the eyes. The rest was just black like a big shadow, and this thing was so close to my window I felt the exhale from its breath. I freaked out and jumped back within a flash of a second. It vanished. Me jumping up woke up my dog and she went straight for the window, sniffing the whole area. I couldn't see any other details because it was dark, but I remember those yellow eyes and pointy ears. Maybe that's what my dog saw, and maybe that's what followed me home. I did some research and tried to find out what this could be. I found things like lycanthropes, werewolves, and something called Dogman. But I'm unsure if all these things are the same or if they're different. If anybody can help me in the chat, please let me know. I really want to know if my dog is safe or not. It was a normal day. It was January. I share a room with my sister, but this day she was at her friend's house, so I had the room all to myself that day, and keep in mind I was 12 years old. I never was the type of person to believe in demons or ghosts until this night. I lived in a small town in Indiana. There are no streetlights near my house. This night it was below zero, so no one was outside, and I made sure no one was outside. I had one small lamp in my room. This wasn't like I was half asleep or half awake. No, I was wide awake because I couldn't sleep. It happened at 3 in the morning, and no cars drive by our house because it's on a dead-end road. But I sat up in bed and started to read a book I had, and I began to feel uneasy, so I looked out my window. What I saw scares me to this day. I saw a shadow person. Not just a normal shadow person. I grew up in a very Christian home. I waited for about an hour, not taking my eyes off the shadow person. I know it was a shadow person because it was in the middle of my room, moving around, going to each corner except the one I was in. Me and my sister had bunk beds. She had the bottom bunk and I had the top bunk. It seemed scared or cautious of coming near me for some reason. I believe it saw that I was scared and helpless. I don't know why I thought this would help me, but I sleep with a pocket knife under my pillow. I sat there with the pocket knife in my hand, opened, clutching it like it was my last hope for survival. I sat there for an hour, paralyzed in fear, watching the shadow person until it started getting closer to my bed. I screamed as loud as I could, but it came out more like a roar of a lion. Somehow, my mother heard me, and she ran into my room and asked me what was wrong. I told her what happened. She used holy water and anointed my bed and my doorway. I thought this would be my last encounter with this shadow person. If you couldn't guess, this definitely wasn't the last time I saw this shadow person. The second time I saw it was in my family room. It was about 2 years after the first encounter with it. I slept in the family room because I was scared to go back into my room. This time, it didn't hesitate to get close to me. After that first encounter, I must have aggravated it because it had tried to get me when I was asleep in my family room. It was still a shadow person, but this time it had red glowing eyes. It went from the doorway to the end of the couch. In one quick movement, it seemed so inhuman. I felt helpless and paralyzed once again. I felt like a 5-year-old girl. It crawled up onto the couch and started crawling up my body and onto my chest. I got chills down my entire body. It was colder than outside. It was January again, and it was extremely cold. It gave me a sharp pain on my chest. It felt like an elephant was sitting on me. Yet again, I was only about 56 pounds at the time. I am very small and petite, but I am very strong for my size. I don't get spooked easily, but this was too much. I somehow screamed excessively loud. My family said it sounded like a banshee. This time, my dad came out and he had a shotgun with him. He asked what had happened. He didn't even originally believe me until he saw how bad I was shaking. He knows that I'm very tough. I can get my finger cut off and I wouldn't complain about it. I haven't seen the shadow person since then. Last time I saw it, I was about 14 years old. And I am currently 15 years old at the moment. My name is Wendy, and I have a story that I believe might fit your criteria. This happened, I believe, around 2003 or maybe 2004. For a little backstory, I was working as a newspaper carrier in a rural western North Carolina county in the foothills region of the state, doing my nighttime home delivery. For privacy reasons, I will leave my location a bit vague. I have been running my route for several months before this incident occurred. At first, it was just me and my Rottweiler, but later on, my now ex-boyfriend would accompany us as well. This occurred one night that he was with us. This is just one of the many strange incidents that occurred while I was on this particular route. Now, on to the encounter. This incident happened on a road that I have to travel just about a mile until I reach my first customer. There was this old iron bridge with the raised arch supports along the sides that I had to cross along the way. While this bridge isn't necessarily relevant to the story, I have always had an unexplainable intense feeling of dread come over me while I approach and cross this bridge. On this particular night, that feeling was the most intense it had ever been. Knowing what I do now, I wish I had listened to the little voice in my head that told me to turn around and wait to get to this road after sunrise. After the bridge, my first two customers were around a curve and up a small hill. The first one was on the left and the second on the right. I stopped at the first, putting the paper in the delivery box. Usually by this point, my ex already had the window down, waiting for me to swing over to the opposite side of the door for him to deposit his paper. This night, he was just sitting there, staring straight ahead, hands shaking, refusing to even look to me. I could see that he looked terrified, so I asked him what was wrong. Without moving his head at all, he told me there was something that had attached itself to the side of my car and was staring at him through the window. I leaned up so I could see around him, but I saw nothing. But I couldn't just ignore the genuine terror that was on his face, so I asked him to tell me what it looked like. He said that it looked like a rotting corpse, but with more bone than meat showing. I went to lean up to look again, and as I started, he put his arm across me and said, "Don't." He said that the last time that I had tried to look at it, a few moments earlier, he heard the thing laugh and run its bony fingers down the window. Now, up until this point, I hadn't seen anything, so I was a bit skeptical, but I still couldn't ignore how he was reacting. I don't know what made me think to look in my side mirror, but when I did, I saw what will forever be burned into my mind. In the mirror, I saw a face, head, shoulder, and most of an arm attached to the side of my car. The best way I can describe what I saw is to compare it to the smaller orcs from the Lord of the Ring movies. It had smooth grayish-greenish skin that seemed almost like it was stretched to its limit, elongated ears that came to a point, a mouthful of sharpened teeth, no lips, and no nose, but its eyes glowed red that reflected green in the security light that was across the street. I stared at this creature for what felt like minutes, but in reality was maybe 20 seconds. I was way too scared to do anything. Finally, my fight or flight instinct kicked in. I hit the gas pedal and floored it. For the first few hundred feet, this thing stayed attached to the side of my car. But as soon as I got out of the lit area of the aforementioned security light, I could no longer see it. To this day, I'm not completely sure what I saw, but if I had to take a guess, it was either a ghost or a demon. I also continued to deliver on this route for several more months, but I have never seen this thing again. Thank you for considering my story. And while it may sound outlandish or made up, every word of it is true. Thanks for listening to these creepy, small-town stories sent in by viewers just like you. These were some pretty interesting ones. I wouldn't say they were the most scary stories I've ever read, but something about being in a small town just makes small encounters like this a little bit creepier to me. Like I said, I grew up in a town of only 900 people, and anytime anybody would do anything slightly creepy, the entire town was made aware of it. So I just feel like that amplifies it in a sense, because you can't really get away from each other in that sense. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it really does help me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not subscribe and turn on notifications to never miss a new video? I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller Scary Stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and everywhere else you listen to your favorite podcast. The other video, I mentioned that I was giving away two $50 Amazon gift cards to two people who commented their favorite scary story I've ever read. So, the two people who won are A and Chaotic Potato. I have replied to both of your comments in the previous video, requesting that you send me an email so I can send you your Amazon gift card information. Thank you guys so much for supporting the Swamp. I hope this is a good way to give back to you. I may do more in the future, so don't be discouraged if you didn't win this time. I still really appreciate all of your support. Thank you guys, as always, and I'll see you soon with another creepy video.